that it, the indication that it's on the car lot, a brand new car, is the indication, man, that hey, it already has the potential on the inside of it, man, to fulfill its purpose. The manufacturer, before they release any product to the market, they make sure, man, that it has the potential already on the inside of it, on the inside of it, to fulfill its purpose. Why? For the company's name's sake. The product ain't no good, man, and the company ain't no good, and then you just don't get the product. That's why God did all this for his name's sake. His counsel gonna stand. So God gave them that domain. He started them on their course. Listen, let me proceed. Thousand scriptures just went through my mind just then. Not that many exaggerated, but a whole lot of them. Kind of like I want to start chasing rabbits, but I just try to stay on course. Hey, listen. So God started them on their way. God set up, man, a world on the earth. God set up an arrangement. First, he decided, like I said, what he wanted. Decided what he wanted made from. So he spoke to himself, and from himself came what he wanted. Exactly what he said. Then he started us on our course. And then he said, on your mark. In other words, man, set your face flint toward the destination. He showed us the destination first. That's the destination. That's the end in the beginning. He showed us that destination that he set for our lives. That's why I said, I know the plans that I have for you, said the Lord. And those plans were for you being chosen before the foundation of the world. What? That you should be holy and without blame, covenant in love, ruling and reigning forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. And God started them on their course. Put them in that garden, man, planting a garden. That's important. Planting a garden, planting an environment and an atmosphere, man, where he himself, man, could be. Planting a little the atmosphere and environment, the Garden of Eden is an atmosphere and environment that's just like, man, the Garden of Eden in heaven, the Mount of God in heaven. That's for further teaching down. That's in the very literal presence of the Lord. See, heaven is all of man, but the Mount of God and the Garden of Eden that was in heaven that Lucifer was in, that's right there in his presence, 24/7. What kind of atmosphere and an environment? As you think, boy, the presence of the Lord, where he really is, what kind of atmosphere and environment you think that is? The atmosphere and environment that created. But that's what God planted, man, in the Eden, man, called the Garden of Eden, man. That atmosphere, man, well, because his presence was there. Hallelujah. And in that atmosphere and in that environment, he placed mankind. And from that place and from that environment, he told mankind, man, be fruitful. That's productive. That's succeed. I told you, build on the inside of you the potential to fulfill your purpose already. Even before you came, man, the fact that you here up on the earth is the indication, man, that you had a potential on the inside of you, man, to fulfill your God-given destiny. I say it again, as I said earlier. Hey, man, before a manufacturer releases a product to the market, it already built on the inside of it its potential to fulfill its purpose. What's God's purpose, man? That through you, more he might establish, man, the governing authority of heaven on earth through his family of sons called mankind, male and female. And then God put them in that place, that atmosphere, that environment, and from that place and that atmosphere and the environment, from the presence of the Lord, their souls hooked up to their souls. The Bible say this is what he did. Then Bible say after he said that, he came down to the earth. After he decided what he wanted, let me back up just a little bit. After he decided what he wanted, he came down to the earth and he formed a body for man to live in. That's the body. The body ain't you. That's your house. The house you live in, that ain't you. It might be a representation of you, you know. And take care of it. But listen, your house is not you. That's just your dwelling place. That's where you live. Listen, your body is not you. That's where you live. That's where you live. Who are you? You created in God's image and likeness. You're a little offspring of God. You're a little G. God. You're a little God. The same essence that was in God, the same thing that's on the inside of you, in your spirit. You just don't know that. And if you do know that, you don't know that you know that you know that you know that you know. You ain't opened up that gift and used it and played with it. It's still under the tree. You know you got it. You got the gift. You just ain't opening it up. You just don't have no knowledge and information and understanding about all those things. That's why, because you don't know why. The purposeful. The precepts of God. The original intent. And listen, God started mankind on his way, man. Let me speed up a little bit. On his way toward that destination, he formed a body. And then the Bible says, and then he breathed into that man's body. He breathed into man's body. Whose body? Man's body. Who is man? Little G God, little offspring of God, created in the image and likeness of the Most High God. And he breathed and he formed a body for that spirit to live in. And then he breathed into man's nostrils, man's body, the breath of life. That's the Holy Ghost. That's what I say, boy, but he released, boy, the Holy Spirit on the inside of man's spirit that was living in that physical earth called humus or body. And man became, boy, a living soul. Who? Man. A spirit that live in a body became a living soul. What? You got your own mind, your own will, your own emotions, your own attitude. That's what soul is. Your mind, your will, your emotions. You got your own, that's individual. That's I. That's the ability to make choices and decisions on your own. That's your will. Your attitude is, boy, how you perceive things. Your emotions, that has to do with your feelings. Your attitude is how you portray that. That's your soul. So man became a living soul. What, man? With the Holy Spirit living on the inside of him. And then, boy, God, man, gave him some instructions. When he placed him in that garden, this and that, this. He said, all of the trees in this garden you can eat of. But in the midst of the garden, man, there's a tree of life. That's a powerful one right there. But all the other trees in the garden, tree of peace, tree of joy, tree of fulfillment of purpose, tree of destiny, tree of peace, tree of every need met, tree of healing, tree of everything that pertains to life and gardens, boy, all them trees that you can eat off of. But in the midst of the garden, there's a tree of the knowledge of good and evil, a tree of life, and a tree of the knowledge of good and evil. He said, gave you free will. Like I told you, it made your soul. Gave you free will. He said, you can eat off all anything in the garden. But if you eat off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, come not my east and not, you're going to surely die. So God introduced man to death. Death was in the garden of Eden, in the tree. But it was the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And God gave, God created death. And when God placed man in the garden, death was there, but death ain't have no power, no authority. None of that. Death was like, well, how can I say it? Death was like a beautiful bumblebee in the garden, flying around the flowers and everything, didn't have, but don't have no stinger. And God introduced man to it. He said, hey, listen, as long as you don't eat off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, because if you eat off that tree, you're going to surely die. So God introduced death. Died to man. But he strongly impressed to man that, hey, listen, Die don't have no authority, no power, unless you give it to it. So if you don't eat off that tree, then, man, you stay on course towards your destination that I have for your life. But if you eat off that tree of the knowledge of good and evil, then you're going to surely separate yourself, man, from your source and your sustainer. You're going to surely die. That Holy Spirit that I breathed on the inside of you, he's going to leave. And when he leaves, man, his assignment, man, is to lead you into the reality of who you really are. And if he leaves, then how you going to get there? He your guide. He your counselor. He your helper. He the one that gets the work that gives you the ability and the authority and the power. Jesus gives you the authority, but the Holy Spirit gives you the ability and the power to get the job done. So he said, hey, listen, man, if you eat out that tree of the knowledge of good and evil, man, then you're going to surely die. The contractor, the master builder, the Holy Ghost that I breathed into your nostrils, he going to leave. And when he leaves, man, you'll be like a fish out of water. You'll be flipping and flopping and everything else all your life, all the days of your life. Because you're going to separate yourself from your source and your sustainer. So don't you ever eat off that tree, man. Don't you ever declare independence from me. Don't you? Stay hooked up to the source and the sustainer. So you can eat out the tree of life, man, all the days of your life. But if you ever eat out that tree of the knowledge of good and evil, then you know, that die that I'm introducing you to in this garden, you're going to give it power. And the power that you give it, it's going to fulfill its purpose. Die going to kill you. What you mean, man? You're going to get a butterfly now, the beautiful butterfly that was flying around in the garden, you're going to put the stinger in it. See, it's not the butterfly that harm you or hurt you. It's the stinger. How you going to do that, Adam? Man, listen. The Bible saved me. Through one man disobedient, death came to the whole human race. So death passed upon all mankind. For all mankind, man, missed the law. When Adam ate off that tree, man, we call it sin. The word sin, man, means to rebel against the known will of God, to rebel against God, to rebel against, man, what God say. To declare independence from what God say and do it on your own. When Adam ate out the tree, he declared independence. When he declared independence, man, like I say, the Holy Spirit left, and he was on his own. He was dead. He was separated from God. He was put out of the Garden of Eden. He was separated. The Holy Spirit was gone. He was put out of that environment and atmosphere, man, where he was supposed to do his work from. Listen, if you're a doctor, man, you ain't going to go down to the graveyard, man, the cemetery, man, and try to do no work down there. Or you're going to go to the hospital. That's the place that's designed for you to fulfill your purpose. And if you go down to the courthouse, man, you ain't going to be able to really do your job from there because all the stuff is at the hospital. Same way, man, when you go and put them out of the Garden of Eden, you can't do your work from there. You were designed to do your work from there. You were designed to rule and reign in life to make the whole earth just like it is in heaven. You can't do it out here in the wilderness. The only place you could do that from was from the place I placed you in, Eden. But now you're dead to there. You're separated from that. Just listen, death comes in three stages, fast forward. The first stage of death is the original death is separation from God. That's what death is. That's the original death. That's what God meant when he told Adam and Eve, and when you eat off that tree, you're going to surely die. The day that you eat off that tree, you're going to surely die. That's spiritual death. And then the Bible says Adam lived, man, you know, 900 and some years, you know. And eventually, man, physical death took place. And then, man, there's a third death, man, called the eternal death. That's eternally separated from God without any hope of ever being reconciled back to him. So where did it all start from, man? You know, it started from the original death, what? Spiritual death, separation from God. Separation from God's way of doing things. Separation from God's kingdom. The loss of God's kingdom. The loss of God's Holy Spirit. The loss of God dwelling on the inside of us. That's death. And the penalty for the sin is death. When Adam disobeyed God, man, he put the stinger in death, and death killed him. In other words, boy, God gave Adam authority even over death, even over die. And what happened then, man? Then mankind began to live from the wilderness, from the sweat of his brow, you know, separated man from God. God no longer living on the inside of them, man, but boy, watch your Father in heaven. He loved them so much, man, that even though he couldn't live on the inside of them no more because they are unholy vessels. And the Holy Spirit is a holy spirit. He can't dwell in unholy vessels. And if he's not in there, man, then he can't, the job, you can't do the work without him. You can't finish it. You need him, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Most folks don't even know the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Anyway, boy, he. So you die spiritually, separated from God, Holy Spirit gone. Adam and Eve. And then when they got put out of the Garden of Eden, then they begin to have children. See what was the result of separation? Spiritual death. The first two sons, man, one brother killed the other one. That's a result of being separated from God. Death. Listen, God loved you so much that even though he couldn't live in Adam them no more, he told them, build me a place, a tabernacle, where I can dwell among y'all. Because even though, man, you didn't disobey me and you didn't fail for my grace and you dead now, you separated from me, man, I ain't going to never leave you and I ain't going to never forsake you because my original plan and purpose that I have for your life, baby, my counsel going to stand. Oh, yeah, you're going to, the devil going to, your wall going to be bruised. And you're going to live like mere men and mere women, but I promise you something, said the Lord. Baby. I ain't leaving this to no angel, no nothing else. I'm coming myself and I'm going to redeem your life from this destruction. And I'm going to restore you back to your original place. That was the promise God made to Adam in the garden when he was putting them out and putting them in the wilderness. He said, I promise you, I ain't going to leave you and I ain't going to forsake you. Well, you're going to have some rough times. You're going to have some trials and tribulations now, brother, because you're outside of your place. You were designed to live in Eden and make the whole earth just like that, filled with the environment and atmosphere that comes from my presence. Because my presence is not just among you and in temples and things made of hand. It's on the inside of you. Why? Because my Holy Spirit on the inside of you. Man, Adam messed up everything. Through one man, disobedience, sin came upon the whole human race. And death, man, now had power to kill everybody, man, come up on born in the earth. So when they born dead and trespassing and sin. Born to die. Born dead. Still born, you know, separated from God. But God made that promise. He said, I so love the world, boy, God sent his only son. God came himself, man. In the person of his son, Jesus Christ, man, a body has you prepared for me. I come to do your will, O Lord. To do what, man? To redeem your life from that destruction. Well, listen, well, the only way you can, man, fix that, man, you know, and fix death, man, you know, that the separation from God, you got to take the stinger out. Because death going to always be among us, but once the stinger is gone, that's why Paul said in Corinthians, hey, death, where's your sting? Grave, where's your victory? It's gone. Why? Because Jesus Christ, man, when he came and what he done on Easter, that took the sting out. Oh, I'm getting ahead of myself. That took the sting out of death. death is still there, but it no longer have any authority and power over your life no more. That's what Good Friday did. It took the stinger out of it. Jesus said, destroy this temple, baby. In 3 days, I'll raise it back up. Bible says, we were crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, we live. Yet it's not us, but it's Christ that liveth on the inside of us. And you, talking about you and I, who were dead in trespasses and sin, has God raised up and made to sit together with Christ Jesus in heavenly places. Far above all principalities and powers and dominions, and might give you your authority back. The penalty of sin was death. But nobody could pay the price, because we all were dead in trespasses and sin. Boy, the prophet Isaiah saw it, man, way back. He said, hey, behold, unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given. And he come in with a government on his shoulder, not a religion. He come in with a ruling authority, a government on his shoulder. And he going to establish a kingdom, the kingdom man of David. And of that kingdom man, there shall be no end. There's going to be an everlasting kingdom. But that was, boy, the prophecy of God, man, coming and fulfilling, man, his promise to his children way back in the garden when he was putting them out. I'm coming myself, and I'm going to redeem your life from the destruction. But the only way to take the sting out of death, hey, what was the sting? What caused it? What gave the death power? Sin. Rebellion. That's what gave death the power. And listen, and the law was the strength of sin. So the law gave sin its strength and ability, and sin gave power to death. And then the law gave death the ability, man, to do what God had designed for it to do, kill. Until, so what? How you gonna take that? How you gonna get rid of it, man? To fix the problem, death. You got the man fix the sin problem. What's the problem? What gives death its power? Sin. What gives sin its strength? The law. So if you're gonna fix that, man, you got to fix, man. You got to get to the root cause. You got to fix sin. What's sin? Rebellion against God. That's why Jesus Christ came in. When he came with the kingdom of God up on his shoulder. That's what we had lost in Genesis chapter 1. And he established that on the earth. And then, boy, he taught for them 3.5 years the functioning principles of it. Because he knows it's not enough just to get in the kingdom. Listen, it's not enough to be in the kingdom. Only many of us in the kingdom. But you got to now learn the functioning principles of the kingdom. The laws that governs God's kingdom. Man, the laws are different from the old covenant laws. Listen, in the kingdom, in the old covenant, man, you Moses' law and the Levitical law. In the kingdom of God, man, it's different law. They supersede all them laws. In fact, boy, if you learn how to operate, as we learn how to operate in the original law that God gave, man, before Moses, because man died from Adam all the way up to Moses before they even had any law. Boy, in the kingdom, man, listen, if it's a new covenant, it must also be new laws to govern the new covenant. Listen, that's a law in the kingdom of God. Boy, listen, that's a primary law. I'm going to share this with you right quick as my time is running out. There's a law in the kingdom of God, boy, found in your Bible, man, in Romans chapter 8. And this was written by, man, a minister of God who was going about, man, evangelizing the world. And he said this, man, listen, I ain't apprehend yet. I still got some issues, and I still got a few little problems and everything else, because I see the standard that God set for me. It's Christ. I ain't reached that mark yet. I'm pressing on, but I ain't reached that mark yet. Oh, wretched man that I am. Sometimes the things I want to do, man, I don't do. Sometimes the things I don't want to do, I find myself doing, you know. Then he went on to say, Jesus Christ, baby, that's the answer. Why? Because, boy, through him, there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. Watch this. Who walk in after the Spirit and not after the flesh. Or walking after the spiritual thing and not just the natural thing. Not just being governed by your five sense reasoning, man, but, man, being tuned in, man, to your sixth sense, faith. And coming out of the kingdom of darkness over into the kingdom of God, dear son. Being led of the Spirit by the word of God. Why? Because the law of the Spirit of life that is in Christ Jesus has set me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do through the weakness of the natural man in the flesh, God sent forth his son. Made in the likeness of sinful flesh, became a man just like sinful flesh, so that he might taste death for you. And he condemned sin. What did he condemn? He condemned sin. He declared the sin and the shortcoming, man, in your life, man, not suitable for use against you. In other words, man, he's saying this, even if the gates of hell or death can't prevail against my church, you think, man, your shortcomings and your faults and your weaknesses and your inabilities, man, going to stop me and my church from steady progressing and becoming, man, who God had already said y'all are and you can do and what you have and where you're headed? Nothing can alter the word that have gone forth out of God's mouth. God paid the penalty for all our sins himself. How you get rid of, man, the power that death have? Hey, you got to take the stinger out. What's the stinger? Rebellion, sin. What's the strength of sin? The law. So the law was given to let us all see, boy, that we need a Savior. Because every last one of us, man, have broken the law in some way or another. Or you might be keeping up the some commandment, don't steal, don't kill, don't commit adultery, don't do all that. But boy, you might be coveting, you might be greedy, you might have an ill thought of somebody. It's all the same thing. It's all in the same category. If you try to get that by that way, man, you got to keep all of it then. If you keep 99 of them and break one, then you're guilty of them all. By the works of the law shall no flesh be justified. Jesus Christ come fix that up for us. And boy, the way he did that, man, he hung, bled, and died on Good Friday. But he took the sting out of death. He took care of the sin problem. He took care of the sin problem. The Father took care of the sin problem. What's the strength? What gave death its power? Sin. How you get rid of man's death power? Fix the sin. So when Jesus died on Good Friday, man, that fixed the sin problem. All your sins washed white as snow. If you ever come to the knowledge of that, man, and don't frustrate the grace of God with all these different things and everything else that we're controversing about and all everything else. The grace of God is designed to build you up and give you your inheritance. I ain't talking about the grace that man preach about it and what they say about it. I'm talking about what God, the real grace of God that's able to build you up and give you your inheritance. Give you your inheritance among those who sanctified. Listen, boy, Good Friday took care of the sin problem of the whole human race. On Saturday, boy, he went down into the region of the dam. I'm about to run out of time. And I'm talking about he stripped Satan of all his authority and all his power. The penalty for sin was met, man. I'm talking about the righteous dying for the unrighteous. He went down into the region of the dam where Satan ruled that, and he stripped from him, took the keys of what? Death, hell, and the grave from him. And then, man, early on Sunday morning, he rose, man, with all power and all authority. And he said, I stood on the bottom of the universe and said, now all power is given unto me. Power in heaven, power on earth, and even power under the earth. I got power even over death now. Mankind's greatest enemy. Hallelujah. It don't have no more power over your life. No more. Why? Because sin has been taken care of. And the resurrection is a guarantee, boy, that all God has for your life, man, has been restored back to you. That's why. That's why Easter was. So that, man, you could come back into the kingdom of God and get your inheritance, man. Come, you who are blessed of your Father, and get your inheritance. Listen, my time is up. The invitation once again, come all of you who are blessed of your Father and get your inheritance. The way has already been made. The price has already been paid. Listen, our phone number is 713-870-3776. I bring you greetings from my family, my wife, Gail, and I. We just want to bless you. Our phone number once again, if we could be of any assistance or help to you and pray with you, you can always contact us at our ministry number. Again, that's 713-870-3776. Listen, it would be a tremendous blessing to hear from you. So let us know if our ministry is being a blessing to you. Even if you just give us a thumb up, you know, on a text or whatever. Let us know that we are a blessing to you. We love you. God bless you. Talk to you next week. Bye-bye.